I'm Jenny Cecil Moore for the Center for Urban Horticulture. I met Joe Newman at the entrance to Yesler Swamp on the east side of the Union Bay Natural Area. Joe is completing a Master's of Environmental Horticulture at the University of Washington. He worked on restoration projects on three main sites within the Union Bay Natural Area with Rangers Joanna Long and John Bacchus. The first site we visited was Yesler Swamp.
Oh man, it just smells like spring, a very distinct foliage and vegetation, and I think it's a lot of the heat hitting the soil and whipping it up into the air, and you know, just kind of that early May smell of nature. And yeah, this time of year is the big payoff for all the hard work that we do planting and pulling invasive plants and getting scratched up by thorns. Right now we are in Yesler Swamp and kind of in the middle of a large canopy. It's all a deciduous canopy, 60-foot cottonwoods. So light's kind of filtering through. It's shady, not too much direct sunlight. And we are right at the, I think I see, oh yeah, there's a mother duck and some ducklings there. But we are at the shores of Lake Washington, in Union Bay Natural Area. And so the waterfront is right here and the boardwalk goes close to it.
Joe describes the type of plantings established on the site and what's happening with invasive plants.
This year has been a lot of ground cover, stuff that's not going to grow more than, a foot or two, stuff that's going to be herbaceous and not made of wood. And also small shrubs. You could see there's, different age trees all over the place. But right through here is where we did a lot of work, a lot of pulling out ivy. We also cut down woody invasive plants like holly, firethorn, and laurel. Oh, there's really not that much invasive material left in here. Oh, there's reed canary grass, but for the most part, a lot of natives are coming up. That is invasive buttercup, which we also pull a little. But these tall ones here, our fringe cup, looks like maybe it was planted 2 years ago. They're looking great, but this is really looking pretty good. A lot of the invasives are decreasing and the native plants are starting to grow and thrive. It's gonna be a little bit of a walk heading back out into the interior of UBNA, and it's gonna be a very different type of ecosystem. We've been doing prairie ecosystem restoration out there. So it's going to be a lot fewer trees, fewer shrubs, a lot of ground covers, herbaceous stuff that can be harder to appreciate. It's easy to appreciate a great big fir tree that's 500 years old, but some of these smaller ground covers you have to kind of learn to love, and you have to work with them a little and get to know them and understand why they're really nice. It's a nice mix of natives with some trouble spots now, particularly invasive plants like reed canary grass, which is a grass that forms dense mats and doesn't let anything else grow. That's really labor intensive to pull, and you could never get every root out for any invasive plant you're digging up. So that's one that just needs to be outcompeted with other plants and just shaded out. Getting rid of invasives here can be pulling, but also in the long term, what's best is going to be making sure these native plants survive and outcompete the invasive plants. We are headed away from the Center for Urban Horticulture and deeper into Union Bay Natural Area. And this is where a lot of prairie restoration sites are. This was once upon a time underwater, and then when the canal was cut, connecting Lake Washington and Puget Sound, the lake dropped and all these were mud flats. And so for decades, it was a garbage dump for Seattle. And then around the 90s is when University of Washington started to use it for restoration purposes. And this bird box is one we made. Joanna, the UBNA ranger for winter 2018, John, who is the current UBNA ranger, and I got together and built three bird boxes. And it was a new experience to us. We contacted Dr. John Marsloff, who's a big bird guy here. He told us what species to aim for, and we looked up the information and made three bird boxes. And I don't know if anyone's living in here, but the next one we're going to see there, we saw one of our target species, the black-capped chickadee, was investigating, so I think that's occupied. Each species is really particular about the dimensions of the box, the depth, size of the hole, the space between the bottom of the box and the hole, so they evolved to have very particular specifications about where they like to live. But it was a good experience because we work mostly with plants, and it was nice to work kind of directly with the wildlife, engaging in restoration for a nesting habitat for a bird.
Union Bay Natural Area Ranger John Bacchus was planting with a group of volunteers when we passed through. He explained more about the Prairie Project and what plants they were putting on the site.
It's always interesting, the goals of the restoration project. So the cottonwoods are native. Usually when you think of restoration, you think you're only pulling out non-native or invasive plants. But the goal of this project is to have an open prairie. So if you have the cottonwoods coming in and growing and shading out all the understory grasses, then you have a woodland. What it comes down to is the goals of the project. The goal of the project is to create more open prairie, which is a rare and kind of endangered habitat in Washington. This is Physocarpus capitatus, nine bark. And I'm planting it just on the edge where this native rose is. There's also some blackberry around here, so I'm hoping that it'll kind of shade out that blackberry, but I don't want to plant them too far out in the open. Again, I was just talking about how we want it to be open prairie. More dense area with a nuka rose. Mostly what we're planting today are grasses and sedges. So we have Carex inops, Carex lenticularis, Festuca romeri, and Elemis glaucus. And yeah, some of the volunteers are also pulling out blackberry that's resprouting that we took out last quarter.
We moved on to a third site where Joe was working to establish another open prairie.
This little area, and this used to be, look a lot all like this, where you see blackberry that's probably up to your knee, maybe mid-thigh, and grubbed it out. When that was done, I also pulled out some of the smaller nuisance weeds, and then I would till up about a 3x3 foot area and mixed in a bag of sand from the hardware store. And that's because better drained soil would provide an advantage to the native plants and disadvantage the nuisance weeds. There's about 7 or so islands of sand mixed with soil, and I planted the native prairie plants right into those islands. And time will tell if those grow any differently than ones that are just put into this soil, which was once a lake bed, so it could be really compact, poorly drained clay.
As we move through the restoration sites, Joe explained the importance of restoration work in natural areas.
One thing restorationists like a lot is heterogeneity, and that just means a mosaic of different types of habitats, all within close proximity. You want a patch of tall trees, maybe a patch of prairie, something with water, maybe a riparian habitat next to a river, a shrub layer, different types of trees, lots of different types of things. Some animals need an upland and a wetland type of habitat to live out their full life cycle. But when you have those different patches of different structured habitats, you get a much higher degree of biodiversity, and you get a lot more wildlife coming back, a lot more niches that can be filled by different animals and different plants.
That was Joe Newman leading us through three main restoration sites at the Union Bay Natural Area. To find out more about this project and other programs at the Center for Urban Horticulture, Visit botanicgardens.uw.edu. I'm Jenny Cecil Moore.